And what specifically, and this kind of starts to lead into Tony's discussion of the 1505 study, what specific regimen or regimens would you offer to the patient? And I'll precede your answer by saying that in our Patterns of Care study that we did last summer, of course, we're going to look at it again this summer, we found a community-based oncologist, by far and away, not even close, most common adjuvant regimen is carboplatin.
So I think for a 57-year-old woman who has no other medical problems, I would give her one of the three regimens that is in the ECOG study, cisplatin and gemcitabine, cisplatin and vonorelbine, or cisplatin and docetaxel. I tend to use cisplatin with docetaxel because I find that the ease of administration is fine, but I see no problem with any of the other cisplatin-based regimens. If she had kidney problems or she was 75 years old or some other contraindication to a cisplatin-based regimen, I don't think it's wrong to think about using a carboplatin-based regimen. But for a standard risk 57-year-old, I would use cisplatin.
You say you'd use cis docetaxel because of side effects, tolerability.
I think you give cis docetaxel, you give them a dose of Emend, you give them a dose of Neulasta, then second day, you never hear from them for 3 weeks. They do fine.
Rogério, how would you think it through?
I was going to say that this is, I think, a very good example of how difficult it is to apply this to clinical practice. Because here you have, this is good data as far as its prognostic value and its predictive value. And yes, it may not have been validated by as many groups as we would like, but it's good data. And yet, I agree with Tom 100%. It hasn't had an impact on most people's practice. So here you have a woman, as you said, Ron, who probably has a better prognosis, but yet not to the point that most of us would say, go home, you don't need adjuvant chemo. At least I would share Tom's opinion on this. And second, even if I were a little reluctant to use a platinum-based regimen, I wouldn't know what else to use. So I probably at the end would still stick with the platinum-based regimen. So what practical value did this have, you know, in my adjuvant practice in the past 3 days? Really none other than the knowledge.
And again, the question of choice. I mean, I know you all sort of have gotten beyond that, but clearly oncs and practice have not. In general, how do you think through the choice of therapy off study?
I use the three NCI-sponsored regimens, you know, cis docetaxel, cis gemcitabine, and I don't use cis vinorelbine myself.
So how do you choose then between the gem?
I usually use cis docetaxel unless someone comes to me and say that hair loss is a deal breaker, meaning I'm not going to go for adjuvant chemo. You know, if I'm going to lose my hair, do you have an alternative that's just as efficacious, in which case I use the cis gemcitabine regimen.
Is any part of your use of cis docetaxel the hope or thought that it might be more efficacious based on data in metastatic disease? I've heard people say that.
I don't know that I can say it's more efficacious, but I'm pretty comfortable saying that it's not inferior, you know, to cis vinorelbine. And cis vinorelbine, and I know that some people or their institutions still use a lot of that regimen in the adjuvant setting, is a complicated, cumbersome, and I would say toxic regimen for most people, especially when your hope is that these people will go through chemotherapy for 3 months of their lives and never see it again.
So is that part of your rationale, the hope that maybe docetaxel will be more effective, or is it just all side effects and tolerability?
I, again, agree with Rogério on this completely. I think that compared to cisplatin and vonorelbine, we do have the large TAX 326 study that suggested that cisplatin and docetaxel was better than cisplatin and vonorelbine. And I also do not use cisplatin and vonorelbine in the adjuvant setting. And I really do choose between either docetaxel or gemcitabine. I think it's very hard to argue that cis docetaxel is better than cis gemcitabine in the metastatic setting or in the adjuvant setting. And I think a reasonable doctor could choose either.